Some market participants may have been hoping for an even softer U.S. CPI print on Wednesday, but the bottom line is that this week's U.S. inflation data was softer, with core CPI producing the fourth consecutive decline. The takeaway here is that the data backs up the pricing in for more Fed rate cuts than less in 2024, which means more investor-friendly monetary policy and more good news for risk assets. Currencies have responded in kind higher overall across the board against the buck, while U.S. equities continue to extend their recovery, finding even more comfort in the de-escalation in geopolitical tension this week. Even the euro managed to shrug off an unimpressive industrial production print, instead choosing to focus on the less favorable U.S. dollar yield differential, which ultimately resulted in a euro squeaking out a fresh yearly high against the buck. Earlier today, Japan GDP produced the strongest yearly growth in 5 quarters, while Aussie employment data was solid. Also in Japan, news broke PM Kishida would not be running for leadership of the LDP, which means we can expect a new prime minister sooner than later. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar ahead come from UK GDP, industrial production, trade and construction output, Canada wholesale sales, and U.S. initial jobless claims, retail sales, Empire Manufacturing, the Philly Fed, industrial production, business inventories, and NAHB housing. That's all for now.